This morning, as in lead up to our time together today, I gave a lot of thought this week to some of the places, the situations, and homes I've had the privilege of visiting over the years. Over the years, as a pastor, a church worker, a Christian, or maybe even just as a friend, I've had the opportunity to frequent a number of homes. And so oftentimes what happens when I have a chance to sit down with a family or an individual, it seems that there comes this moment where it's a showcase. So in other words, there's something within their house or their life they have to let me see. You ever had that experience where you're invited over to a neighbor's house or a family member's house, and all of a sudden it's, you got to see this. Come back to this room and check this out. You got to see this. You won't believe it. Has it ever happened to you? Yeah? Nobody? Wow. Okay, there we are. Okay, all right. Do me a favor, if you need to, kind of shake your arms a little bit. Wake up. It's good. Okay, all right. We'll make this an interactive sermon. All right. Yeah, there's something that people just within their heart have to express. They have to get out. Something that is meaningful to them in their daily life. Let me give you a few examples this morning. Collections. How many of you have a collection of some sort at home? How many of you are related to somebody with an extensive collection? How many of you want that someone to liquidate or let go of said collection? Yeah? You don't need to point fingers today, but if you need to, see me after worship. All right. So yeah, over the years, it's ranged everywhere from a collection of Fiesta plates. How many of you know what Fiesta plates are? When I got married, I learned all things Fiesta. Multiple colored dishes were on their way into the apartment, and my dishes were out. But anyway, from the guys, beer steins, from the kids, baseball cards, and so forth. But it doesn't stop there. There's other things that people just can't help but showcase when they have a guest over. Rooms of the house. How many of you would fall into that category? When you have somebody over, there's something in your house, a room, a part of your house you want somebody to see. They gotta see it before they leave. Yeah? You know somebody like that? Yeah. Sometimes it happens such as this with a top left-hand picture. We just painted the room, and we got the right carpet, the right furniture, the right drapes, and it just all comes together, and we sleep in peace. Yeah, does that ever happen? I don't know, to be continued, right? Or how about the extension or the addition on the house? Oh, we just added this great sunroom. It brings the light in, it brings the people in, the coffee. It's just so nice. We can watch the deer outside as they chew down on our ornamentals and our landscaping. Ah, right? Or how about the famous or infamous man cave, right? Guys, you know who you are. When you have a friend or a fellow guy come over, you gotta showcase the man cave. So when people leave, they know who it is you support, as for teams, right? Sporting the colors proudly, right? Any of you watching the big playoff games recently? Yeah. How many of you have some of those teams represented in your man cave or a space in your house, right? Yeah. Even over the years, too, and it happens in just sometimes what I call random moments. Maybe it doesn't even happen in the house. Maybe it happens just on the street or in the course of conversation. You know, I've had this happen, too. I was at a conference recently with other pastors and church workers. I'm sitting next to some folks at the table, and the kids are there as well. And the kids themselves can't help but showcase what's important to them as well. For those of you who have kids in your life, it's Pokemon Go, right? Something that they have connected to their smartphone or whatever technology they have of the day that allows them to go out into the community and capture things and so forth. But once again, there's something within that, though, that needs to be showcased, something that needs to be expressed to you as something of value to the person who's showcasing it. As you take stock of the things in your life, the things in your house, the things you value, maybe the things that you live for, what are those things that you like to showcase to other people? When you have somebody come to your house, what do they see? When you go to work, what is it that you bring with them that you love to showcase or let them know that it's important to you? In a moment, we're going to take a look at today's sermon video, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite you to look and to listen in for a guy by the name of John the Baptist. John the Baptist has something in his life that he just has to showcase to the people around him, to family, to friends, to strangers, to the people in the community, to the religious institution of the day. John has to communicate. He has to showcase something to somebody else. This morning, let's look and listen in for what it is that John just has to showcase. Let's take a look at our video.
There was a man called John the Baptist, who was actually the cousin of Jesus, who lived in the wilderness, telling people to turn away from their own ways and live in God's ways. John's clothes were made from camel's hair, and he ate locusts and wild honey. People from all over the area came to hear John speak. He would often baptize those who decided to follow God, dunking them in a lake as a symbol of their choice. One day, Jesus came to John and asked him to be baptized. John said, "I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you." But Jesus convinced him to baptize him. When he did, he saw the sky split open and the Spirit of God flew down like a dove and landed on Jesus. Then he heard a voice from heaven say, "This is my son, whom I love." After Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist told all who came to hear him that Jesus was God's chosen one, the Messiah. Then Jesus went out into the wilderness and withheld from eating or drinking for 40 days. There, the devil showed up and put Jesus through a series of tests. Despite the devil's efforts to get Jesus to stop trusting God, Jesus refused the temptations, and the devil left. When Jesus returned from the wilderness, he selected 12 men to join him to minister throughout the area. These men, who were called disciples, became his closest group of followers. One day, when Jesus and his followers were attending a wedding feast, they ran out of wine. Jesus asked the servants to fill 6 large stone jars with water. When they did, the water miraculously turned into wine. This was just the first of many miracles that Jesus performed, showing his power and causing many to follow him. Jesus continued to travel across the area, meeting with everyone from powerful religious teachers to the ordinary folks, telling them how they could live God's way and be saved from their sins. And the miracles continued. Jesus healed people with all kinds of illnesses and even helped a paralyzed man walk again. He spoke about a new kingdom that was very different from anything people had heard before. Many people were amazed, but some of the religious leaders were angry and fearful as his following grew.
So John the Baptist comes on the scene with a mission and purpose and a calling for his life, not too dissimilar from the call that you and I have for our lives as followers of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, as he's out ministering, and in some ways he comes across as this eccentric street preacher. You ever run across someone like that before? Well, John takes the cake. He wears clothing made out of camel's hair. He eats bugs and wild honey. And he catches your attention when you cross him on the street. And as John is out ministering, people come up to him with a question, actually 2 questions. Who are you, and what have you come to do? And in a lot of ways, what John has before him is an opportunity. And the opportunity that he has in his life is this, to showcase something greater than himself to those he comes in contact with. He has the opportunity to showcase what is informing and transforming his life on a daily basis. What is transforming his conversations, his thoughts, his actions, the way he treats other people, the way he points others outside of himself over to somebody else. And for John the Baptist, what he wants to showcase more than anything in his life is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we heard this in our gospel lesson today from John chapter 1, and I hope you caught this. And if you need to revisit it later today, I encourage you to do that. Because what you see John doing is this. When people come up to him and they want to learn more from him and they want to maybe be disciples at his feet, this is what John does. He says, don't look to me. There's someone else you need to look to. And that someone is Jesus. So what we see is it's not a what or a substance that John is pointing other people to. It's a who. And it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what we need to understand, and maybe what we miss today, is that in John's day, there was a rampant form of theology running around the countryside, informing people, directing their thoughts, their words, their actions. And the thought was this, that God is happy with legalistic religion. That God wants you to have this form of religion that is just about the clothing and the right words and the haircut, but maybe not so much about the heart. And to that, once again, God, through the working of the Holy Spirit in John's life, showcases something else to other people. And what he does is he points other people to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if I could maybe capture some of that for us this morning and rephrase it in a question, it would look like this. The question that's posed to all those who come to him, the religious leaders of the day, people in the community, acquaintances, and so forth, it would be this. What have you been showcasing to others recently? You come here and you want to know who I am and what I'm about. Now let me ask you, what have you been showcasing to others in your life? In other words, what is it that informs your actions, directs your thoughts, your deeds, how you live your life, how you live your life in relation to God, and so forth? What is it that you're showcasing to other people? Friends, let me pause for a moment and ask this question. How would you answer this question this morning? When people leave their time with you, what do they know about you as to what's important in your life? When a family member leaves a conversation with you, do they see and hear you or somebody else? When you go to work and you're faced with a tough situation and maybe even that coworker that gets in your face, based on how you respond, what do people see and hear showcased in your life? You or somebody else? When you go to school and you're faced with a challenging situation with a friend or a teacher or a classmate, and you are tested and you are pulled and you are tried, what is it that you showcase to other people in that moment? You or somebody else? When push comes to shove, when life rolls you with a storm, when things hit you that you didn't see coming, finances, health-related issues, relational struggles, what is it that people see in your life as showcased of value for you? How would you answer that question this morning? You see, for John the Baptist, it's pretty clear. But before I get back to John, let me fine-tune that question for us this morning as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, what have I been showcasing to other people? And I have to think about this for myself too. So in other words, as I go throughout my week and I interact with any number of different people, whether it's folks in the congregation, people out in the community I'm trying to share my faith with, my neighbors, people in the store, I have to ask myself these questions as a Christ follower because I know God is calling me to share a faithful witness, just as he's calling you. And so I find myself working through some of these questions, and maybe you as a Christ follower are working through these as well. So in other words, what have I been showcasing to someone this week? Jesus' attitude or Seth's? Have I been showcasing Jesus' way of interacting with people or Seth's? Have I been modeling the strength of Jesus Christ that picks me up when I just don't have the strength to get out of bed? Or am I trying to show people what limited strength I have that falls so short? Am I showing the grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love of God for me in Jesus Christ that would see Jesus showcase his love for me on a cross and through an empty tomb? Or am I showing them very limited grace, forgiveness, and love from a sinful guy known as Seth? at the end of the day, at the end of the conversation, at the end of the interaction, at the end of the visit, what are people seeing showcased in my life? Jesus Christ, who they need to see, or a sinful, broken man who needs a savior by the name of Seth? What do people see showcased as of value in your life? For John the Baptist, once again, the answer is very clear. To all those who encounter him, to all those who visit to him, to all those who come before him with all kinds of burning questions, the answer is this: in my life, in my work, in my ministry, it's not about John, it's about Jesus. I showcase Jesus. And we see that in the Gospels, don't we? We heard that from our lesson today, didn't we? When people are walking around the countryside, John is not pointing to John. He's pointing over here, and he's pointing to the people, the person you and I need to see and look to every day, regardless of the situation, Jesus. And I don't know if you caught this in that gospel, that same gospel passage, but do you know what happens when someone has an encounter with Jesus? It's infectious. People can't help but invite somebody else to come and meet this Jesus who transforms lives and who works in such a way that you want to showcase him through everything you do and say. Andrew goes and gets his brother Peter. You got to come meet this Jesus guy. Philip goes and gets Nathaniel. You got to come meet this Jesus guy. At the wedding at Cana, John chapter 2, when the wine runs out, Mary goes to the servants and says, look and listen to Jesus. My question for you this week is this: what or who will people see showcased in your life this week? There are going to be conversations, situations, activities, events that catch you off guard this week. And if not this week, maybe the next. In that moment, what will people see showcased in your life? You or Jesus? What will people hear in your response to whatever it is? You or Jesus? As a congregation of Praise Lutheran Church, I pray that no matter what comes your way and my way this week, that our response through our words, our actions, our deeds, our attitudes, and our very lives is this: in my life, I showcase Jesus Christ. May God grant that to you and to me for his sake. In Jesus' name, amen. This time